commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The conventional wisdom from Washington is that there will not be a government shutdown, and the Tea Party Republicans will be pushed back into line by their leaders. At least that's how it's worked before. It may be different this time. There's a double tipping point coming at the end of the month, and the GOP really does have a chance to actually stop and defund Obamacare. Members of Congress who want this would need to play their cards right, and there's no guarantee that they will. Let's take a look at what will happen here in Wisconsin. Federally run health insurance exchanges under Obamacare begin October 1st. That's only 6 days away. Residents in 24 counties were told last week that they'll have no choice of health insurance providers. Only one insurance company was willing to offer policies. Other counties have two or three exchange choices. But 1 week away, we still don't know how much that coverage will cost. We could get that information any day now, but it's a given these plans will be more expensive than anyone imagined. Let's say the insurance cost information comes out today or tomorrow or maybe Friday. Let's also imagine that most Wisconsinites have a sudden case of sticker shock. Well, Friday may also be the day that Congress votes on the temporary funding bill to keep the government going, the last chance to defund Obamacare. Now, 31 states are part of the federal exchanges. They'll all get their health insurance cost information around the same time. And that's the moment the GOP can say, we can stop this. We can stop it right now. But we may have to shut the government down to do it. But we'll protect you from these huge premium increases. Most Americans don't like the idea of a government shutdown on principle. But more people would consider it if it's a roadblock to having their pockets picked. The shutdown would become a pocketbook issue, not a political issue. And everyone in elected office know that fortunes turn on those pocketbook issues. The cost might be high enough that even some Democrats would wobble. Obamacare is already unpopular, and it's about to become more so when people learn what they'll have to pay. I think this is the moment when the public would be willing to consider what more can be done to stop it, and the shutdown and defund option might be on the table after all. Just maybe.